Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. First of all, may I extend my gratitude once more to our host nation, Poland, for hosting such a marvellous conference here. I think I'll begin by giving you an outcome from the final Chiefs of Defence Staff meeting for 2018. We had a very busy agenda today, which allowed the Chiefs of Defence Staff of all 29 allies to discuss a wide range of topics and challenges that face our alliance. The discussions were frank and thought-provoking throughout, and the Chiefs of Defence Staff have given their direction and guidance, which will be provided in Brussels to the North Atlantic Council in preparation for this week's forthcoming Defence Ministers' meeting. The Chiefs of Defence reaffirmed their commitment to NATO operations and missions. They discussed the potential for better coherence and coordination with organisations operating in the same regions with similar goals. They stressed and emphasised their commitment to Afghanistan. As military leaders, we acknowledge that significant challenges remain and that insurgents continue to use violence against civilians and the security forces. But in the face of these challenges, the Afghan security forces are doing an outstanding job. They've now been in the lead for 3 years, and we welcome their determination and commitment to improve their ability to conduct offensive operations, develop their special forces, their air force, and other capabilities, and above all, to deny the Taliban their strategic objectives. Our aim is simple: to support, train, assist, and advise the Afghan security forces so they can create the conditions for a peaceful solution. An Afghan-led and an Afghan-owned peace process is essential to a long-term, inclusive political settlement. On NATO's mission in Iraq, the Chiefs of Defence noted that the mission will maintain a modest and scalable footprint and complement ongoing and future efforts of the coalition and other relevant international bodies, such as the United Nations, the European Union, as appropriate. Turning to military strategy, the Chiefs of Defence agreed the need to focus both on current means and capabilities for the alliance based on a broad and strengthened deterrence and defence posture in order to contribute to projecting stability and strengthening security outside its territory, thereby contributing to alliance security overall. We stress the need to look to the future and, where possible, anticipate future requirements based on the analysis provided by our strategic commanders. We emphasise the strategy should guide all current and future military work strands, including emerging domains. We reiterated our support for the development of our readiness initiative and the need to increase responsiveness, heighten readiness, improve reinforcement across the alliance. The alliance faces a wide range of threats and challenges, and the Chiefs of Defence highlighted the importance of keeping pace with technological advances through a focus on innovation. On the implementation of the adapted command structure for the alliance, the Chiefs of Defence welcome the hard work and commitment that's gone on to begin implementation to provide an adapted command structure which is robust, resilient, and fit for purpose. And the NATO command structure is the backbone of our alliance. Finally, in our last session of the day, the Chiefs of Defence elected the next Director General of the International Military Staff. And I would now like to announce and congratulate Lieutenant General Hans-Werner Wiermann from the Republic of Germany, who will become the next Director General of the International Military Staff with effect from the summer of 2019. For nearly 70 years, NATO has helped to preserve the peace and stability of Europe and the wider Euro-Atlantic area. We continue to stand resolved and united in our core collective defence mission. That's why NATO is the most successful and the most valuable alliance in history. And with that, I hand over to General Andrzejczak. Raymond, the floor is yours.